Today is the opportunity to build the tomorrow that you want. Today is not the time to be lazy. Today is not the time to seek out comfort, to seek out the things that you give into, to seek out temptations. Today is your chance, your opportunity to work on discipline, to find grit within yourself, to press forward towards the things that you want in life, because they're not just going to be handed to you. It's not like one day, oh, well, I waited long enough. Everything I ever wanted in life is right here, right in front of me. Unfortunately, that's not how it works. You see, the reason that most people end up never achieving the things that they wanted to in life is because they did not put the work in. And that's why a lot of people at the end of their life have many regrets, because they know they didn't put the work in. They know that they didn't use their time wisely. They know that with every passing day, they did not consider how that day could affect tomorrow. So I'm here to tell you, I know it's hard. I know you'd rather sleep in instead of getting up and getting that workout in, or waking up early to work on what you actually love before you go to the 9-to-5 job that you hate, so that eventually you can leave that job. I know that you'd rather just be lazy, eat your comfort food, and stay in bed and be lazy watching your favorite TV show. I know that when trials come your way, you'd rather just whine, complain, cry about it, and feel sorry for yourself and just sulk for the rest of time. And hey, I'm not going to judge you if that's what you want to do. Go for it. If that's how you want to live your life, go ahead. After all, it is your life, so you get to choose. You're the author of your own story. But if you don't want to wake up when you're in your 70s or 80s and regretting that you didn't give it your all, regretting that you didn't try, you didn't put your energy into something to go after that thing that you just wish you could have had, then I would reconsider your habits, your routines, your rituals. And that's what it comes down to. Do you have habits? Do you have rituals? You know, I had an interesting conversation with Angel today. He asked me, why do you think it is that it's so hard for people to choose to live a healthy lifestyle? Why do you think it's so hard for people to choose the things that they love? And I told him, I was like, you know, I honestly think that it's just the society that we've been raised in. Society has taught us from a young age that, oh, it's just easier to give in to sugar. It's easier to give in to a lazy day. It's easier to give in to just not caring. What if we grew up in a society where it was the norm to work out, to eat healthy, to take care of ourselves, and it was actually unusual to be lazy, and it was actually really hard for us to be lazy and to not care about things? I truly think that society has a huge play in this, why it's so hard for people to just choose to be healthy. Because ask anyone who is actually healthy and living a lifestyle like that, they will tell you that it was the best decision they ever made and they never go back. And so, yeah, you probably ask yourself, why then do we choose day after day to be lazy, to eat crappy food, to not care about ourselves? I truly think a huge part of it has to do with society and how we are raised. Especially in America, I mean, we're just surrounded by fast food and we grow up thinking that it's normal to put junk in our bodies. And that's just one example. But I want you guys to think about that. It shouldn't be normal to be lazy, to not care, to not have any drive or motivation to do things, to not want to push ourselves. It should be more normal to want to take care of ourselves, to live a healthy lifestyle, to chase after our goals. Like, that should be a normal thing and something that more people are doing. So my challenge to you today and for this week is to ask yourself each day, is what I'm doing today going to be for a better tomorrow? Am I setting myself up for success tomorrow to push towards the things that I want to do, to get closer to my goals, my dreams? And if you can't say that, yes, I'm giving it my all today, the energy that I have today, I'm giving it everything. I'm giving it all to tomorrow. Then maybe you have some things to think about. I'm telling you, Think about those habits. Think about those rituals. If you can't think of any good habits or rituals that you have, I would start making a list tonight. Make a list. 5 good habits that you want to start implementing into your life. Even just drinking more water in the day. That's a healthy habit. It's a really good one too. Or journaling every day. It's pretty simple, but it's really good to do. Or exercising every day, even if it's only for 15 minutes. Just get some movement in. Write down 5 habits that you're going to start implementing into your life this week. And you can add in rituals too. I feel like rituals kind of just start to happen over time, because rituals are those things that you do on a regular basis that are special to you. You know, they're not just habits. They're like enhanced habits. But for now, focus on just adding 5 good, healthy habits into your life this week. And don't give up on them. Work on them every single day. Even if you have a day where you failed, who cares? Get back up. Try again. It matters what we do today, because that's what's going to determine tomorrow.